This time I will call the regular business meeting of Franklin Township Board of Trustees to order on October 3rd. It is officially 12:05, and I would ask Chief Smith if he would open us with prayer.
Father God in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this day of life. Lord, we ask you to bless this meeting, bless each and every person here and their families. Lord, may we make decisions with a clear conscience and for the good of the residents and not our own agendas. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Mr. Chairman,
yes.
If we could also let us remember as we stand to say the Pledge of Allegiance here in the United States of America. Anyone that's been watching the news and seeing other countries that are being bombed and just because of their religion for no other reason, and that when they try to defend themselves, United States of America, we're very blessed, irregardless of what our parties, how we think, and how we believe, we're given that right. And there are people in this world that don't even have what we have is something called choice. So let us not take that for granted when we said the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Jan, will you lead us, please?
Yes, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We do have the freedoms of our own choice of religion, and that is a great thing that we take for granted many, many times. That being said, Mr. Mazur, would you please give us a roll call?
Mr. Blevins?
Here.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser.
Thank you. Old business, we have none. We'll move down to Patty Spencer, Southwest Area Commission.
I'm not second, third, or fifth.
No! Woo. You're headlining today.
You're starting off.
All right.
Well, you're setting the tone of this meeting.
The tone of this meeting will be purple.
Is that the tone or the color?
The mood.
Yeah,
exactly. All right. Bunch of stuff today. The city of Columbus, it has a new human trafficking hotline.
That's good.
I have information for that. The Columbus Metropolitan Libraries is offering students after health program. I have information on that. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and I have numbers for resources for that. There is going to be a Southside Job Fair Thursday, October 24th, and I have a flyer on that. On Saturday coming up shortly, October 12th, there is a free Franklin County Criminal Record Sealing and Expungement Clinic, and I have information on that. You have to pre-register. So there's that. October 26th is a community safety day. And it's being hosted by the Columbus Fire Department. So I have a flyer on that. Columbus is also doing on October 27th from the Columbus Police Trick or Treat event. So I have a flyer on that. Anybody that's interested, these are generic across the board for anybody, not just specific Columbus residents. So that's why I pick and choose what I can offer you guys. A couple of things then for now the end. Southwest Area Commission, next Tuesday night, we have zoning coming before us for signage for Cooper Stadium. And we case anybody is interested. I have for you guys a list of, based off of my zoning packet, all the lines that they want to install in that area that you would like to look at. And the last thing I have for everybody, second to last. On Sunday, 10/13, the south side is going to be a free tree giveaway. So I have a flyer on that.
Do we know what kind of tree? I know that's a wine.
Living trees.
Okay.
Wood.
Alive trees, green trees. Well, maybe not so green right now, but no, it just says it's under greencbus.org.
Okay.
Free trees 2024. It doesn't specify what kind of trees.
The only reason I ask is if anyone's had a walnut tree, you know how much work it is to pick up the walnuts afterwards. Mm-hmm. If you have an apple tree and you don't do anything with it,
I would apples be glad to bus in the squirrels in my yard to you to help pick those up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you the problem with those squirrels like you're talking about. You open your hood after you hadn't had it open in a while, walnuts everywhere. It's amazing where they can stack them.
Rather that than have the squirrel chew your cord they did for me.
Yeah.
And have the red neon flashing check engine light coming at you. There's that. The last thing I have for everyone, I just got notification from our development commission that they are having a public hearing Thursday, October 10th for the property at 1100 Frank Road. That is the corner lot across from the little drive-through, catty-cornered from the certified. The applicant came before us 2022, and they had to back away because then it was being discussed about the roundabout. They may have found a workaround because they are going to start doing whatever it is they're going to be building. It was for commercial development. So if you're going down that direction and you see diggers and whatnot, you've got a little idea now of the goings on about.
Was that annexed into the city? That was Franklin Township property at one time, wasn't it?
If it was, it was way before my time.
Okay.
I know that's where the little grocery store was. And now there's parking, sales parking there. On the other side of it is Marsdale.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was in the township, and it was annexed recently within the last, like when they were starting to talk about wanting to build, that's when it was annexed into the city.
I was zoning when they came before us for this. I never saw an annexation request.
I think it's been a city for a while.
Okay.
So,
I believe.
Anyway, I will leave all this.
We're going to need to get you a bulletin board out there. But we appreciate you.
We're not always so wordy.
That was,
Jim,
yeah.
May I ask her a question?
Yeah.
Sure.
So, with the Southwest Area Commission, they've had developers come before them to request the graph experience for the signage, and they're trying to get it changed where they cannot get the graph experience before they get the other variances they need for a project. Is your commission doing the same?
We approved Cooper Stadium way back, I believe it was 19, and that was for mixed use. They had wanted to keep.
Was that just to change the zoning on that property to mixed use?
I don't remember, it's been so long, because then it sat idle all through the pandemic and...
So what is the signage for?
They wanted to keep part of the stadium for future events. Now they are coming before us asking for the signage to be approved.
What would the signage say?
Yeah.
It will not be, to my knowledge, because they haven't come before us yet on this.
Okay.
This has been, we sent them back in March because the city zoning and development had issues with their first request of the size of everything. So they were wanted to come before us, and I sent them an email back saying, based off of this information, we don't feel you're ready yet. So when you have satisfied some of the city issues, then you can come back before us. They feel they have satisfied those issues, and now we'll come next month, this next week. The signage will probably not be too different from what is at the casinos.
So I know there's probably certain things you can talk about and you can't talk about. Are they looking at, are they owners of this, new owners, or are they renting it? Or do
no, we... this is the, I think I have it here, SPAR. The owners of the property is SPARC.
SPARS?
SPARS.
SPARC, yeah.
So SPARS is the owner, and they're the ones that are putting this app, submitting this application before you.
Yes.
For signage.
Yes.
And it has to do with events.
Yes.
Okay. We don't know if it's events like wedding events or anything. We just know events, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So anybody that has any interest, feel free to come to the meeting next week.
And that meeting again is?
Tuesday night, 6 o'clock.
Well, I open the doors at 6. We start at 6:30. In case you don't know, we meet here. Okay.
Anything else?
No, that's it. I've left you all sorts of paperwork.
And we will work on getting you a bulletin board.
Thank you.
All right, moving on. Don't see anyone from Franklin County Sheriff's Office. So I will move on to the police chief. I'm sure he's going to cover Ray Avenue, what we found down there for the sheriff.
Oh, I'd be shocked.
Can you hand me that, chief?
Uh-huh.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Yeah, so Ray Avenue. So Officer Hale and Kidwell were up there yesterday. It's a mess, so I'm going to reach back out to the school. I have the number for the safety services lady that I met with before. We can write one ticket or two, so we're going to enforce it, and hopefully that'll put pressure back on the school. One idea, if we have the manpower available, we'll just simply put a cruiser there at like 2:30, throw some cones down, they won't physically be able to park there. But that doesn't exactly solve the problem, because half of the complaint isn't just cars parked on the side of the road. If we block it off, it still blocks off traffic from going two directions. So that's so we're going to enforce it with tickets as best we can, try to work with the school as best we can. I personally think they have a big enough parking lot to, they seem to, every year after a couple weeks into school, they seem to get the hang of it and educate the parents. So it's on the radar. I know Mr. Mullins was here yesterday.
I was referring, I thank you for the update, but I was referring to the illegal dumping.
Yeah.
Oh, that, okay. We can get right into that too. We'll just segue over. So I got everything from Carol. So Kidwell again was actually taking the one contract that the board signed down to Freebus Avenue. The address came back to a business on Freebus, so he went to that business. They advised, apparently it's either under new management or it's being sold or whatever, but the day before they had some trailers stolen. One of those was carrying a bunch of debris from the business. It appears it was dumped there. So Detective Fahey is also aware, so he is going to look into that even further to make sure
it really is a police report, yeah,
and trace that back.
Yeah, because yeah, you can't just say it was stolen and there's nothing to prove
can't.
It.
You can't. So we did follow up on that part, and then, like I said, Fahey will continue it on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The amazing part is someone's pulling a trailer. They decide to stop there and dump it between in daylight hours,
mm-hmm,
and nobody sees them.
Well, Carol's got the word out,
yeah,
so they know it's a really good spot. Apparently.
Yeah,
I just pass out flyers.
Yeah, you know, Carol. I think the people think, oh, we dump here, and then Franklin Township picks it up. We don't have to deal with it.
Well, it's
but it's Carol that picks it up.
It is, and it's strange, but for the past 20 some years. You know, that has... Go ahead, Jim.
No, I was asking you a question about sign.
Oh, yeah, you had your hand up.
No, I was going to
leave you out. It's been a dumping ground for dumping for cars. Like, it's an ongoing
right
problem.
It's like a known place, and these people, it's the second generation of dumping.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we've been chasing people through there as long as I've been there.
It's
setting cars on fire. Yeah, I haven't done that lately, hopefully they're not watching videos.
And here's the amazing thing is, on point as Carol and the neighbors are, they don't even own the property, but the property absentee property owner,
mm-hmm,
does nothing for this property.
Well, you have that, and before Fahey, you know, at different times that position has not always been actively enforced, if you will.
Right.
So your prosecution, and it all depends on the county prosecutor at the time also. So your prosecution isn't there. So these people are like, well, we dump, even if they figure it out, they're not gonna, you know,
it's back on the hands.
So now we're prosecuting more people. You know, we have Fahey, we have a better prosecutor.
So the good people, and I like to say the good people of Franklin Township, because we have residents that are that good. If that property was not managed by the neighborhood and the neighbors, we can only imagine what would be there. So anytime, Carol, I get emails, I'm glad to get them, because it just shows that people care. I don't take it as a, oh no, another email. I take it as, wow, I'm impressed, and I hope that I can do as good for the township as what you do for the township, and you're physically not only just sending the emails and the photos and taking the time, you're out there picking this stuff up and checking on that every day like a landlord would or whoever owns that property. So that's the amazing part to me, the spirit of the people there.
She built a great wall too.
She built a really nice
wall to cut them off from going in the field.
Yeah, and because as you said, Chief, there had been a fire, a car in there in some time, and thinks that
it's harder
a wall
to get in there now. So
yeah,
it's because of that.
The resources that the township has and how much are put to use there and not somewhere else in the township, I personally think that the person that owns the property should do more. They should put up some type of a barrier, you know, even if it's the wire that goes mm-hmm. across back. It don't have to be an easement. They can put it on their own property. But it comes down to dollars and cents. And a lot of people won't put money into their own property because it costs them out of their own pocket. And that's my opinion.
Right. Well, I agree. If you're going to buy a piece of property, especially one that's a known dumping ground, then I don't think it's unreasonable to ask the property owner, hey, you need to, this is your
maintain
property
it some
at the
way.
End of the day.
Yeah, I mean, granted, when people say, well, I pay my taxes, well, you're supposed to.
I pay mine too, but I still got to cut my own grass.
Yeah.
So yeah, without Carol, then a lot of that would probably go unnoticed until it became an even bigger problem. So
absolutely.
With her help, it is easier to stay on top of it. So
yeah.
I do thank you, Carol, for that. So you do help us all a lot. A few more things. So trunk or treat down at Central Baptist Church this year, 1955 Frank Road. They finally set a date. It will be November 2nd from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. There was a lot of back and forth, backlash, if you will. Why are you doing it after Halloween kind of thing? My wife was one of those, so.
Tell her to come and she'll find out.
Well, no. She had a different response with the pastor. That's when that will be. There'll be agencies from all over Franklin County there passing out candy.
It's a great event.
It is. It is a really good event. Ever since that started during COVID, now we see them all over the place. Columbus is doing their own. Grove City's doing their own.
Yeah. I think if you look at it from a business standpoint, you're going to be surprised at numbers that turn up because who's competing against you?
Well, no, I agree. It's usually the Saturday before Halloween, but that's an OSU home game. A lot of those officers are working the games, so
I think that
I get that
the
point.
Service in the end, the service that is going to be done for the public is going to be greater received and appreciated as well as participated. I think we'll see numbers higher than we've ever seen.
We might.
We'll find out. We'll find out next meeting.
What was the time on that?
1 to 4. Not to overstep, Mike, care if I share some facts about our meeting that we had with the fire chief?
And
okay. Although I wasn't sure,
it's great.
And I haven't even had a chance to tell Mike this. So Jim, you suggested the tree lighting. So it was suggested, hey, why don't we use a real tree? That way we're not buying a tree every year. Great idea. So Mike and I and the fire chief had a meeting last week, so I reached out to Lonnie Brown from Brown's Tires. They are going to donate the tree. They were happy to do it. He has an account with Oakland Nursery, and I told him we would coordinate and maybe we could get one of the guys with the dump truck to pick it up. It'll be minimum 6 feet to 7 foot tall tree, and then they could scoop out a big hole and bury it.
I had a question, if it's okay, Mike. I don't know. I see it because I'm in the same business of the holiday Santa and this, that, and there. And I don't know all the different religions, but have we looked at anything that's choreographed that fits all different denominations throughout the township and so that no one feels left out?
I have not addressed that, John. If you want to take it.
I don't
address
know.
It would yeah. be, I'm not
diverse. I'm not diverse enough to know all of them, but I didn't know, like, we have Hispanic, we have the people in the mosque, we have those, and I'd hate to see someone be felt like they're being left out because we're just, and I don't know what we do to make it.
I'm of the opinion, if you see it, you want to do it, partake, and if you don't.
Yeah, sometimes you can try very hard to please everyone, but all my life I've only known it one way, so I may not know. It was just the thought, because nowadays we tend to not want to offend someone and do this, but I'd like to see everyone welcome, and I, like you just said, if they would like to come, they can come, etc. I don't know how else that we would make it.
I don't know about you, but if they have a function at their mosque in Havenwood and I don't understand it, I don't get upset if they don't have something there that would suit me. So I'm hoping we can just assume that everybody will be the same and understand.
They'll let us know.
I mean, we could go at this forever. What I'm trying to say. I get what you're saying. We're just trying to cover our bases.
I thought maybe you may have, and you would give us.
I do not.
Because I don't even know where to begin.
I'm like you. You know where all those ideas came from, John? They came from my childhood and my children's childhood. and that's where those ideas came from.
Sure.
And so I just continued on what I know worked well for me and my family, and I would not want to offend anyone. I would not come because you're going to have something different.
Sure.
But I think I'm not going to walk away from it on those basis. I still want to have it. And
I think that's well put, sir.
Well, I feel like if you don't believe in Santa Claus, you probably just won't stop.
You get corn in your stocking?
Yeah.
There's that, too.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Because I'd like to find out if he was interested. So was Lonnie interested in the plaque?
Yes.
So I'd like to say that. Okay, you go ahead then, sir.
Yeah, so, and we haven't talked about the kind of plaque or anything.
Absolutely,
like,
but I want the other two board members to know because there could be a cost involved, and I don't want to overspeak.
So we thought about putting a plaque somewhere on the edge of the building, you know, donated by Brown's Tires or however we want to word it. And then we had discussed possibly doing the tree lighting on the same day as the Christmas parade, which would be, I believe we agreed, at noon on the 14th. Of course, we'd invite, I'll make sure Lonnie is down here for that. We can have pictures and all that happy stuff. And
what about doing a freestanding plaque? Like just a pole with a plaque next to the tree? Instead of putting it on the building, it's next to the tree and it can...
Doesn't matter to me. During our meeting, we had spitballed things and I said to get, you know, he was the first one that came to my mind and he's very civic minded and everything and he loves to do things for the township. I do business there all the time. And so I said to Byron, I would like to honor him in a way if he was interested. And we would move on down the list to Capitol and we had more people, but Lonnie was the first one that we presented it to. And it, since it's going to be close there to the building, it's probably not going to be any harder for Jim's men to go around that when they cut than the tree. But I just said put it on the edge of the building because the tree's going to be there. But I'm fine with freestanding. Mm-hmm. It's just that it was going to cost money. And I hadn't had a chance to talk to you guys about it, but I don't think it's going to be that much money. And if it is too much money, I'll pay for it myself.
I'd be more happy to help
but,
you with that.
I'd be more happy to chip in. Can you get us a price on a freestanding one and one for the building?
Mm-hmm. And then just for some of the public and the people watching home, Brown's Tires, a lot of people know, it's the second generation. They're in the township, and they go out of their way to help Franklin Township when they...
Third generation. Yeah.
Am I stand correct? The police department, road department, anyone that, you know, we have a piece of equipment down or need some service, they've always taken it in right away and taken care of public. Not only Franklin Township, I've seen the sheriff department and other people. So they've always put us to the top of the list, and... we do appreciate them.
Yeah, I know it's third generation because I sold auto parts to Lonnie's dad when he was in Lonnie's shoes working for his dad at Nationwide Auto Parts.
Grandpa. Great grandpa.
Yeah, grandpa.
So Mr. Leaser has agreed to work or to reach out to the cigar shop requesting candy for the parade event. I know Robin is working on the people from York. We're going to take care of the other ones on our list, Capitol, okay. La Plaza, and I think Chief Arnold has the contact for Benchmark. Then we'll just kind of see what we get and kind of go from there.
We have some time, but I think we're well on our way.
Yeah, it's good to be ahead of the game.
Absolutely.
How much candy do you think we're going to need?
I don't know.
$500 for it?
Probably.
Oh, I think I've been looking at it, and so for like a 30-pound box, was 150. I would like to make it a combination thing. We had talked about getting some of those bags, having a meeting in here and have some people come in, bag up some candy. So as we go along the way, we're just going to be tossing out bags of candy to children as we go along the way.
I just needed an idea.
So
that was the thought. Yeah, it's a place to start.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't bring everything past the board. You told me to run with it, so that's what I was doing. So.
You just kind of tell us what you want.
Let us know what we can do to help.
Too many cooks in the stew. You know how that goes.
We definitely are. I feel ahead of the ball game, or right where we should be.
I agree.
And I'm happy that Jim even sat down at the meeting. He was coming through and sat down at the meeting and helped us out when we were talking about the tree and different things. Mm-hmm. So all department heads were more than accommodating and. I think it'll be a good event. So far, I'm more than pleased with where we're at and everything. So if something comes up, I'll be sure to keep you guys well informed.
Thank you, Mike.
Absolutely.
Anything else, Byron?
Yes, sir. So we had an issue with trash and debris, just for the bird, the board's FYI, in the area 973 to 75 Harrisburg Pike, the, I think it's what, Boost Mobile, whatever the phone store is, and then the Hispanic grocery store. So I sent a letter to the property owners up in Hilliard, you know, explaining the township is trying to clean up the area, and we're in need of your assistance to kind of clean up this property, and I sent them a picture. So we're just kind of waiting to hear back, but it's always easier to start out with a letter and see if you get a response from the property owner, and then we kind of go from there. So that's just more of an FYI. So our stats. So the speed trailer was on Garrow. For the week, there were 832 vehicles. Posted speed limit is 25. Average speed is 34. The highest speed was like in the low 40s, 43, 44. Not terrible. It is a small road, but not like Frank Road. Geneva and Jackson.
Or Fisher.
Geneva, Jackson, a little worse, 222. We had some issues with the speed trailer, so this is actually only a two-day total. 222 vehicles, which is actually a lot, I think, going one way for that area, Geneva and Jackson.
For 2 days, yeah.
For 2 days. Posted speed limit, 25. Average speed is 40. So, you know, there is going to be some traffic enforcement there to try to curb that. We now have the traffic devices on Alkire in the area of Bloom, and then also on Hickory Run to see see what happens there.
Where's the Hickory Run over off of White Ash right there. So they're experiencing a lot of traffic in that particular.
Yes and no. I mean, we just try to give them some attention too as we spread it throughout out the townships. So
okay. I didn't know if there was complaints that we didn't hear about.
I haven't got any.
Okay.
No, we're just kind of spot
checking. It's better to be proactive than
yeah.
Yeah, we try to move it around that way. Nobody's like, well, you never come in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Where do we hear that?
We do. Okay, September calls for service 1,112.
Wow.
I don't have last month's, but I think it was somewhere around 1,006-ish. So it's not too far off, a little bit. 13 assist other units, 10 burglaries, 40 bad checks, 109 auto crashes, 2 robberies, 5 animal complaints, 48 domestics, 5 alcohol-related offenses, 15 fights, 39 thefts, 4 persons with a gun, 6 persons with a knife, 9 shots fired in the area, calls, not necessarily substantiated, 14 stolen vehicles, 5 recovered stolens, 12 suicide attempts, 12 vandalisms, 13 threat harassment calls, 42 alarm drops, 1 sex offense, only 1 overdose this month, get better. 183 suspicious persons and or cars, 95 traffic stops, 78 citations issued, which includes arrest, 61 vehicles impounded and property, and 97 reports taken. That's a lot.
Busy month.
Yeah, it is.
Busy month. In regards to the overdoses, I forgot about this, Mike. We are going to partner with Oak Street Health up at 62 and Beacon to start our Narcan distribution in their parking lot. So that will start, I think I got to go ahead for the 9th
next week.
So we will start that on Wednesdays for about an hour a week.
1 to 2, right?
Yeah.
I went yesterday. Yesterday.
Oh, did you go yesterday?
Yeah, I just, in my mind, I went wrong week. So
and I'll report those stats, how we do up there, and it won't impact it. It seems to be having.
Okay. So, go ahead, sir.
I have something too before.
Go ahead.
Okay. was it mechanical with the new speed cam? I mean, the new sign? You said there was a problem with
it. Yeah, it for some reason didn't download the information right, so okay. Matt just rebooted the system.
Okay, just because I'm just worried. They're new, you know,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, but it's working now.
Okay.
So it must have been a glitch.
That's good.
Maybe it, whatever, didn't get...
I was over the other day and went through, so what is the plan on the old one? Are we just letting that sit there?
I don't want it to rot.
That's what I was... I wanted to say it better than that, but you used the word, so...
Sorry.
I don't want to see it do that.
No. So we were trying to sell it to Lithopolis. They backed out. So my plan now is to work with Jim. I know we used to sell things on GovDeals. And I think together we can figure it out again. So my plan is to put those on GovDeals. That way that's off our books. And that money could go towards something else.
I feel like there has to be some municipalities out there that'd like to have that.
That's what I thought. So I think is there a section, Jim, where it's only government and it's not open to the public?
I think it is. I think they do have one that's made just for the government.
And then two more real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You're back to full staff, right?
Yes.
So I was just thinking to the runs and everything. So I know the lieutenant is still on light, but we're back up and running.
Yes, we are.
And the other thing on the Ray Avenue with the cars backing up. So, mm-hmm. And is it difficult because it's a shift change?
Yeah.
So well, what if the board was willing to, I feel we should throw some overtime at that, a few hours, and I think you write tickets, I guarantee you, you write tickets for a week, or you write tickets 3 days, that the traffic, they're going to find a different place to park, and it is may not be necessary that it bothers the people in the township on Ray.
Right. No, I agree.
They don't deserve that, and if the reason, because it's the timeline,
yeah,
we could extend those two officers an hour. I think an hour would do it if they got there before school let out, you know, because these people start backing up way early, and we kept people around. And I've seen multiple times where one officer can have two people sit and wait.
Sure.
So you could easily do four at a time, and you do enough tickets there, they're going to get the idea.
So what we did yesterday.
Okay. Well,
that
would be my recommendation. So.
That's good.
Yeah,
it was my plan is to try to get one. We're going to have Hale. He's coming back on shift Saturday. So is to, you know, I have to post it, but I use him as an example because he comes in at 3. Come in at 2 and work that from 2 to 3 because at 3, traffic is already moving to pick up the kids.
Is this the first time he's coming back now? Is this his first official day?
No, he's been coaching or kind of a refresher with Roger and Matt.
Okay.
So he'll be back on his own Saturday.
That's all I got, sir.
Okay. Trustee Fleshman had mentioned last meeting about Taz tires here and cars cutting through.
Mm-hmm.
I said at the traffic light coming here today, watched 3 cars cut through there and go over the curb. Have we been in contact with them to have them block that off or?
Not with Taz.
I think it's Taz tires.
Right here on the corner.
Yeah.
I thought they were already in the process of, one day I seen they had tires barricaded up there. And then like today I don't see any.
Yeah, right. They had been tires for a long time. And
so,
they actually, I have saw trailers, they've had trailers pull in this way and go out. They actually directed them out when I was coming in. But when they directed them out, they were trying to do a U-turn with a 30-foot trailer, and then they blocked traffic to try to go to the west.
If they're pulling in from Harrisburg Pike,
right,
and they cut through, you can write them. We can write them for shortcutting, which
sure.
is a charge. You're mm-hmm. shortcutting the light. If the property owner of the business allows people to go over the curb,
yeah. They graveled it right to it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, we can cite the truck if they're blocking traffic. You still can't block traffic to turn.
Right.
You can't just pull out and block
the Wait lights. For the light to turn.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything we can do with it, but I'll just go talk to them and see. Let them know they can't do that, or we're going to ticket. Now, if they come, like I said, if they're coming up from Harrisburg, it'd be like going through a gas station.
Yeah, these cars came up Harrisburg Pike cut through.
With those, we would ticket the car directly.
Right. So it's twofold. Some of them, I have personally seen them direct them to go out that way because they were putting tires on a trailer, commercial vehicle, and it was too tough for them to get out. They directed them, come on out.
If they allow them to turn and they're not blocking traffic, like say they turn to go east on Frank Road, then the only thing we could do is involve zoning because it's not a driveway. It wouldn't be a traffic violation. If they go left to try to make that turn,
that's
and they're
what
blocking,
I see. Yeah.
Well, then we can tag whoever it is in the vehicle. So it's multifaceted.
Are we allowed, Jim, to put up a guardrail there?
We can't, it's the county right away.
Okay.
Now we can contact the county and let them know that they're driving right away.
Would you do that, sir, and report back to us?
So it's multifaceted, so we can work on both ends of that.
Okay. Second question, he covered one for me. Can you speak on the incident in Havenwood that we helped county with?
Yeah, the SWAT raid?
Yeah. I think the residents would like to hear a little bit about that. What you can talk about.
Let me pull that up real quick. Yeah, I got most of it in my head, but not all of it.
It's freezing in here.
Here we go.
September 24th, we assisted Franklin County SIU with a raid in Havenwood Apartments. Six arrests were made, 6 ounces of fentanyl recovered, and several guns. So nobody got hurt, no injuries on either side of the point.
Good job.
So,
nice.
Good.
6 ounces of fentanyl. That's a lot of fentanyl.
It's a lot of fentanyl. Doesn't sound like it.
It's a lot.
But just a tiny bit's enough to kill you. So,
yep.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman, I got.
Yep, go right ahead.
First thing, I want to thank Trustee Blevins as well as yourself, Chairman. When we talk about these speed cameras, Mr. Blevins was new at the time that was a trustee, and he, paramount, looking up, talking to vendors, finding us a. Speed camera that wasn't so popular at the time, if I remember right, but turned out to be a good piece of equipment for this township, and it sounds as if it's working great.
They're working excellent.
And you, sir, Mr. Chairman, were able to find a company that saved like $500 delivery because they just delivered to their dock. So a joint effort to you guys. We hear these stats. And I look over and think, kudos to you guys for being able to save the township money, both in shipping and cost of what we were looking at. It's just hard to believe someone to bring something to your front door for $500. There you go. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was something. The second thing is I want to thank you, and I want to thank the lieutenant personally, as a resident, not as a trustee. I had a huge issue, and I want to thank SSI as well as the county. Somebody at the O'Connell Lodge pulled in a covered trailer, just one you work out of, has the back doors and a side door. They were running drugs out of there for 24 hours in prostitution, in and out, in and out. They were trying to be intimidating when you walk through the neighborhood going around you, riding bikes in circles around you. The lieutenant, by having good, and as well as your department, by having good working relationships with the county, made a phone call that night, that very night, within hours of this. They raided it, found, I believe, 2 or 3 ounces of fentanyl or whatever it was, that drug that they found.
Yeah, fentanyl and heroin.
Yes. They arrested the people and they towed the thing away.
Mm-hmm.
And they just showed up in a parking lot. And
well, they just happened to be working.
Well, just so happened, but if the point is, you know, you guys do your job, that's great. But having the contacts and being able to call the county it worked out beautifully because they were out there working anyways. They went over, they saw the problem, and to the county, you know, thank you for a good working relationship, because it's not every day, and I recognize this. Anyone that's had drugs and issues in your neighborhood, it doesn't necessarily go away in hours of making a call. So it was a God bless to our neighborhood that that was taken care of, and the results of what they found. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I think that's all we have for you.
All righty.
It's been a busy day for you up here.
It has been.
All right. I skipped over public comments. Mr. Fleshman, you want to take those?
Oh, yeah. So we have Vicki.
Yep.
Okay, Vicki, the floor is yours. If you want to come up, or do you want to sit there?
Or you want me? Oh, I can just sit here.
Okay. So let me just hit this. You got 3 minutes. We're just not going to interrupt you. We'll talk afterwards.
Just
okay?
State where you where your residence is, so we have it on record since it's being recorded. Just your address.
3124 Fisher Road.
Thank you.
I talked to John about this. Where we live on Fisher, there we have a lot right next to us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there is a building down there that
the bingo hall,
where the bingo hall used to be. Well, now they do a party house, and then in the back they have countertops. Well, it's getting to be looking like a junkyard, and they fly through there. And there's a road called Cromwell Drive that has not been developed. My husband has the map. If you want to look at it, and I took pictures this morning. It's getting more junked up, and cars parked there on Franklin Township property.
Is the NAS still there? Or?
No.
They're not still there?
No, they're down the street.
They moved all everything down the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took pictures of what I'm talking about. If you'd like to see him on my phone.
Sure.
And he's got the map.
The easiest thing is to look at this map.
If you bring it forward.
Yeah.
So if I could address the board, Mr. Chairman, on this and bring you up to speed.
This is the area. You know, see, here's their building. They're parking here. They are throwing trash on the right-of-way over here. They got a big dirt pile, skids, stuff like that.
So I was contacted in regards to this probably a month ago. We first started on this. And I contacted the chief in regards to this.
If you want to see pictures.
Sure.
This is one of them. You can just scroll down.
Okay.
You can see.
They're parking on in the grass area right there. And this is behind it. Again, parking in an unapproved surface.
I took 3 pictures.
I gotcha.
That's what we have.
So that we have that. So if you get an idea. When they have events here at night, and it usually starts at 12:30 and goes to 5 in the morning. People are parking back here, then they can't get out, so they drive through their property to get to their driveway to leave with disregard. Granted, it's been pretty dry until we had this last rain. So that gives you an idea. So when I was contacted on that, I got with our chief, which we got with the captain. The building was a previous, as we know, as the bingo hall, and then it became something else working on vehicles. Since it's been splitted, if I correct right, it's been splitted inside.
Yes.
The occupancy is being questioned on how many people are there as far as the amount of parking. Am I correct so far what we've been looking at? So we have been looking at this, and I'm giving you an update as well. So I do know that Captain Breaker has made contact with him. He's went there. I had a call today in regards to the neighbor that owns he does the taco stands. I guess maybe he lives over by you, one of those houses. I don't know the exact address. And evidently he's built on without any permits. He's got garages in the back. I don't know what that is. I didn't get an address. I turned it in to Nicole. So the issue there that we have is noise ordinance, parking along that road of Cromwell. And I don't know if you're aware of that being on us, because we've got the map here.
The road hasn't been developed.
I was gonna say,
but the road is there. It used to go before they did the freeway.
The stuff you've done in the front, they have cleaned, you know, they cleaned up, quit parking, basically quit parking there. It's the guys in the back, and you'll see it. I mean, they got trucks, they got a trailer of trash, they pushed up dirt, you know, from, because they made their parking lot bigger, so they just pushed the dirt onto the right of way.
Right.
Where it is, just, if you see the creek here just before the creek, you'll see that they kind of piled the dirt up, which is going to stop the drainage to the creek.
Right, and we own the property in back of the creek, too.
I mean, we've had no problem because we've had no rain, but what's going to happen this?
Absolutely, then the muddy mess that it's going to have.
But they keep, but there's so much junk back there, and then it's, some of it's wooded, and I've seen them go back there and take stuff. So I don't know if they're dumping back there.
Right.
Before the creek.
It's the guys in the back part.
It's the back part that we're not worried about.
The people in the front have, you know, they straightened up.
They also have a little food trailer right here on the front, don't they?
Yeah, they don't bother us. He cleans it up. That's good.
Right.
It's the back.
Gotcha. So one of the things that you got to remember what the Board of Trustees can do. What we have to do, because I've been working on this behind.